Hello dear friends, welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. I hope you're happy, I hope you're peaceful. It's a pleasure to practice with you again. If you're enjoying the podcast, then feel free to review it, to share it, and say hello. Going forward in the next few episodes, I want to talk about how mindfulness and its practice can help with some of the challenges around what's currently happening with the coronavirus. It's not going to be every episode. I want to try and alternate between that and wider issues. And today I wanted to talk about social isolation, and that might be because of the coronavirus, but loneliness more generally as well. And Thich Nhat Hanh calls loneliness the ill-being of our time. And people are feeling more anxious about being socially isolated. And people are feeling more and more separate from each other despite the digital ways that we have to connect. And what we do frequently to fill that hole is to fill it with social media, TV, alcohol, games. And of course that fills the time. But at the end, the hole that we feel inside is as big as ever. And Thich Nhat Hanh says that we can take care of our loneliness by being present with it. He actually describes it as making friends with your loneliness, saying, there you are, not to run away from it. So being comfortable and present with our loneliness. And then once we've done that, it's about connecting with other people. And a great place to start with that is through compassion and understanding for other people. And it's an anxious process whenever we go to a new club or a new group. And I particularly feel that because I have a great deal of social anxiety around people I don't know. But sanghas or mindfulness groups are a great place to start with that. And if you go on the Plum Village website, you can find your local group. And that's a great way to meet very kind, very generous people. But if you do feel that anxiety whenever you're meeting new people, and that might be part of the reason why you feel that sense of isolation, it's important to accept that anxiety. That's what I've learned to do whenever I'm meeting someone new, is accepting the fact that I'm going to feel anxious and being okay with that. And then listening to them, so focusing then less on yourself and really listening to them and understanding them. Because when you start to understand them and they start to understand you, then that's how you start to make a friend. And that's how you can let go of your isolation. And Thich Nhat Hanh describes it as returning to yourself. But I accept that doing that right now is quite hard. And we do have to come up with substitutes for face-to-face contact. But there are digital groups that you can join, and there's certainly digital groups around mindfulness. And I might see if I can share some links to what I can find in the description. I'll also share a link in the description to the talk that Thich Nhat Hanh does around social isolation and loneliness. And what you can also do is to maybe talk to someone that you haven't spoken to in a long time, and that might be because there was some difficulty in the relationship. And I bet, especially with how things are at the moment, if you got in touch with someone who maybe you hadn't spoken to in years, I bet they'd be absolutely over the moon to hear from you. Because while the country and the world is in lockdown, it's very important to set up regular chats with people, and you might want to even plan them, have them daily or weekly. So I have a slot each week to speak to, before the crisis started, I had a slot each week to speak to my mother, for example, and speaking to her more often now, obviously. So what we're going to do now is a meditation around our sense of isolation and loneliness. Don't worry, it does get more uplifting towards the end. So it'll last about 20 minutes. It'll start with three sounds of the bell, and I'll do a very quick settling and introduction. So firstly, focusing on your posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. Then bringing your attention to your body. Noticing if you feel warm or cold. Noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. Your legs against a chair. Becoming aware of your thoughts and feelings. Becoming aware of each thought as it enters your awareness. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. Could be a happy thought about today. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. And as we go through the guided meditation, just sitting for a moment with each thought as it occurs. Allowing it to leave. And gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, bringing your attention to your breath. Noticing the column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how it feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. aware of my loneliness, I breathe in. Smiling to my loneliness, I breathe out. Aware of loneliness, smiling. Aware of the roots of my loneliness, I breathe in. Smiling to the roots of my loneliness, I breathe out. Aware of roots, smiling. now thinking about an old friend that you may not have spoken to in some time. May you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be healthy and live a long life. Now thinking about the new friends you'll meet in the future. May you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be healthy and live a long life. And finally, thinking of ourselves, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I be healthy, and live a long life. opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back and your legs if you need to, noticing any changes in your mind, your feelings, or changes in your body. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy and live a long life. Thank you, and I look forward to practicing with you again.